Hello, everybody, and welcome to PokeSports, a competitive Pokemon podcast. I'm Mike, and I play with one Pokemon on the field.
And I'm Kevin. I play with one Magnemalo in the Shrine Ruins.
Okay, so I know
if you know context, you know.
I know from context, because that sounds like absolute gibberish to me, that is a Monster Hunter reference.
I have done nothing but play Monster Hunter this week.
That sounds about right. Also, apparently I've forgotten my own life because I just reverted to playing with one Pokemon on the field. I think just at heart, I always play with one Pokemon on the field.
We got a Players Cup qualifiers in like 3 days. We really have to get back to Pokemon, huh?
Oh, yeah, that's very true. You got to put down the Monster Hunter. I got to pick up the Monster Hunter. It's funny today as we were writing our notes, or as Kevin was, well, Kevin, this is a Kevin episode. So, Kevin was writing the notes. He was sending me pictures to put up on the screen, you know, for this screen where we do our thing here. But he right after that sent me a link to Amazon and was like, by the way, this link, and it's to Monster Hunter.
It's on sale, Mike. Come on.
In the US, I can't order it off of Amazon.com. I'm a Canadian boy. I need to go to CA, where it's still $80.
They don't got sales in Canada?
I don't got sales in Canada. What do you think we are? Capitalist? So anyway, it's a fun time. We're going to be refocusing on Pokemon with this podcast, the both of us. And it's a good time, too, because there are some changes. But first, it is actually Geodude Day. We made a bunch of guesses last week because, you know, last week was Tentacruel Day, and you'd think that it was other water Pokemon, other Pokemon that, you know, people would be encyclopedizing going through the ocean, being like, oh, hey, look, a jellyfish. Oh, hey, look, a duck. Oh, hey, look, a goldfish. No, they looked at Tentacruel, and then they somehow found a Geodude relatively close, and we're like, all right, write that one down.
They were like, jellyfish, rock. And then 8 generations later, Nahilego was born. The jellyfish rock.
Oh.
Whoa.
I never even thought of that one. That's amazing. A Nahilego is essentially a Geodude and a Tentacruel smashed together.
Baby.
A Buzzswole is a Caterpie and a Machamp. Ultra Beasts were just the Pokemon company going through a bunch of different Pokemon fusions and having a real good time with it.
It would be great if they were actually just Pokemon that are found next to each other on the decks, just to show how little effort they put in. They're like, oh, yeah. What do we need? Okay, perfect.
All right, head on over to the fusions. All right, let's put in a Swalot and a Snorlax. Slap them together. Ah, it's a Guzzwole. It's a Guzzlord. I almost said Guzzwole.
Imagine a Guzzwole.
Imagine a Guzzwole.
I need the Generation 7 Pokemon Fusions calculator dex thing to be out so I can fuse those two Pokemon.
Buzzswole and Guzzlord.
It's just the arms like this, and then two little legs mouth. And then a big mouth. Or even better, just a Buzzwole face with just four Mr. Crab pincers.
That's it. I want to do the rest of these, but I only have the mental capacity for one more.
That's a Peach.
That's a Peach. A Pheromosa is a Blaziken and what? Oh, what's the bug?
Leave Annie.
Post in the comments what you think a Pheromosa is. And I'll jump in and say your answers.
I am gonna say Lee Vanny. They got them legs.
Lee Vanny is a good one.
It's technically a bug, right? It's a grass bug.
Yes.
Close enough for me.
Listen up, folks. We have some Smogon changes. Some tier changes. Finally, it's April, meaning the tiers are actually allowed to change again. We only have like a few, actually. It's strange to see that after like so many months, they're not doing like a major overhaul. They're just like, hey, you know what? It's April. Let's toss in, you know, all of the steel and ice types. So rising up to OU from UU, we've got Bisharp, Kyurem, Skarmory, Slowking, and Zeraora. Zeraora is an interesting one. I can't believe
I thought that
Zeraora
was already there.
Yeah, right? I can't believe that was UU.
It's such an... It's like so unique.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe it's just... It should have been UU to OU to begin with.
Well, it's so... It was made to be strong. I don't understand.
Yeah, it's...
Well, we're there. Also coming up to OU from RU is Magnezone.
Buzz, buzz.
Buzz, buzz. Nothing really of note with a lot of these other ones, except we can now see that living in NU is Talonflame in singles.
What?
Why? Why is Talonflame? Like, are there that many Pokemon with rock moves? I guess that's true. There are, actually.
But they invented a whole item for you, dude. They gave you the boots. Just wear the boots.
Just wear the boots. Like, I think the Gale Wings nerf last generation was really hard for Talonflame. Do you remember Gen 6 Talonflame?
I try not to. That was the Incineroar of Generation 6. Talonflame was right next to Kangaskhan and Garchomp in like VGC 14.
Yeah, for
real. It was so good.
For real.
I remember Choice Banded. That was because you had like, you can always use Gale Wings. So Choice Banded Gale Wings Brave Bird over and over and over again was so toxic.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You basically Brave Bird until your own Talonflame goes down. You don't have to build speed on it at all. It doesn't matter. It just gets priority. Oh, thanks.
You just build full HP so you get one more recoil hit in.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Well, this was back in the day where Fake Out had like very little application. Fake Out was such a weird move back in singles, back in like the previous generations, because like when it's just one on one, if you Fake Out on that first turn, you're just doing a little bit of extra damage. You're not capitalizing on anything. Like, there's nothing that a Pokemon has by staying alive past that first turn. In VGC, you have a partner who can actually like KO a Pokemon through a Fake Out.
Do something.
Yeah, you can do so much.
The only singles that I think with Fake Out is like Technician Fake Out users. Like, I think Ambipom is what comes to mind for some reason, and then Unburden ones with Normal Gym.
Well, this is why like Kangaskhan was banned back in Gen 6. Wow, I'm really remembering Gen 6 today. Kangaskhan, I believe that was when Mega Kangaskhan was a thing.
Yes.
Getting the parental bond Fake Out where you go wha-pam, wha-pam.
They nerfed it too.
They did.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. Megas, rest in peace. We want those back, please.
Poor things.
Okay, they still have a month to create what did you call it? Isle of Armored Tundra or whatever?
The Isle of Crown Tundra. No, the Isle of Tundra. The Isle of Rock Tundra.
The Isle of Rock Tundra. Right, Megastones. Yes, exactly. Meanwhile, in the drops category, Galarian Zapdos drops down from OU to UUBL. Interesting drop. It fell. It's not as good as an OU, but if it were in UU, ooh, that thing would destroy. So get that thing right to UUBL.
Ironically, it deals with whatever was just raised to OU very well.
Oh, you're right. Bring that thing back.
Bring it back.
Bring it right back. Wow, Bisharp. Magnezone. Okay. Wow, we've got some stuff. Dropping from OU to UU, we've got Buzzswole. There he is, Machamp, Caterpie, Latios, and Cantonian Moltres. Cantonian Moltres was OU?
Yeah, why was that OU to begin with? Explain to me.
Talonflame.
No, I got one even worse. It was already a shock to me that Glacier was RU. They have now dropped it further down to NU.
It's so bad in singles, though.
What's happening here?
It's so bad.
But why? Because it doesn't die anyway. It doesn't need Trick Room.
One day you and I...
Give it AV.
One day you and I are going to take a singles lesson, and we're going to bring in a glacier and we're going to learn. We're going to learn.
See, my thought process is glacier and NU is also in the same tier as dumb ice Pokemon like Arctivish, Vanilluxe, and the Refrigeratemon, Aurorus. So you're telling me Glacier's on the same caliber as Arctivish, Vanilluxe, and Aurorus.
In singles, yes it is. I mean, listen, the set that you'd usually want to use on a Glacier would include Swords Dance, Icicle Crash, High Horsepower, and Close Combat, which is basically the same as its VGC set minus the Swords Dance. Weird that Swords Dance is on this at all, but also not that weird, because it's got a base 145 attack. If you times two that, you are destroying the world. But you're not bringing an Assault Vest on that. You are bringing Heavy Duty Boots because of hazards.
Rocks.
Why does nobody set up hazards in VGC? Is it really that bad?
Yeah. No. Most battles like end in four turns, five That's turns. Fair. So there aren't that many switches happening. Singles, you have like 69 turn battles that last an hour. So
womp womp.
Those rocks add up.
I suppose so. And then from PU to ZU, we've got Articuno. So so sad. Bye, Articuno.
Poor thing.
Whoops.
It's the ice type. Like April is the month for ice types. Ice and steel types everywhere.
Yeah.
They're all going places.
It's true. It's true. Ice and steel don't really know where they belong right now. Pheromos is a skinny roach, says JK's. Krikatoon and Blaziken is a good one. Pheromosa, that was from Lupus Rex. Tugboat Zero says Pheromosa is a Weedle and a Serena. Okay. I can see it. Silicoon and Blaziken, says the Rev Heads. Oh, I don't know. Like, I almost feel like I need to put it up to a vote, but I'm just going to go with Weedle and Serena because I just like the way that sounds. It's funny. Cool. Okay. In Pokemon news, Kevin did the notes, so he says Pokemon Snap or something.
There's no news. So I guess we look forward to the end of the month.
Is that this month?
Yes. Oh. Literally the last day this month.
Oh, sweet. Okay, so it's Monster Hunter. Sorry, no, it's Pokemon this week, then Monster Hunter for the next 2 weeks, and then Pokemon Snap right after.
Snap.
Okay.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Mike's planning out his gamer week.
I've got it.
His gamer month.
I've been falling behind on games. I feel like I haven't been picking up anything new.
It's hard to find time. Like, I didn't think I was going to get hooked on Monster Hunter until I started playing, and I was like, oh no, I'm stuck here now.
Uh-oh.
So this is where I've been. Uh-oh.
That's like me and like open world games like Skyrim or like, I guess, Minecraft.
I feel like you're really gonna like Monster Hunter.
I'm sure.
I mean, it's not open world, but it's like, if you like battling big bosses, then you get to battle a lot of big bosses.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if anybody else is like this, but for those kind of games, like those open world games, like I will play them for like 3 days straight. I will ruin my sleep schedule because I am playing these games so much. And then I will drop them like a hot potato and never touch them again for another like 8 to 16 months.
Literally exactly like that.
Like, I'm really into Skyrim. Now I'm not really into Skyrim.
I had 4 different Skyrim playthroughs before I finally completed one.
And then you always know that the end is there when you start like typing in the cheats. And it's like, okay, now, ha ha ha, I'm running super fast. Done. All right. In VGC news, April ranked season has started. This is the last month of Series 8. Rest in peace. We'll give a moment of silence at the very end. This will run from now until April 30th. And then, I don't know, we might become a Pokemon Snap podcast or something. I don't, you know.
I don't know. The more I think about playing Series 7 again, the more I don't want to play Series 7.
You know?
I really hope they have some time to, I don't know, add something. Give us starters from other, give me a, I don't know. Give me a Turtwig. I'll use Torterra in VGC.
I don't care. Yeah, exactly, right?
Just like, give me Greninja.
Give me Torterra. Give me Greninja. Give me Samurott. I'll work with a Samurott. I'll do it. I don't care. Hypercutter? Fine. This man.
Sing Pikachu.
I want to play Series 7 again.
Sing Pikachu Sing is Pikachu. What we got.
We still have 30 days for them to release Isle of Rock Tundra. That's
plenty of time.
That's plenty.
They don't even
plenty
have to time. Give us any fetch quests. Just give us the decks. Just have us find the rock decks on the floor or something. It's like, oh, I can't believe I missed this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. With the new month, obviously we have the new usage stats, which again are going to be completely irrelevant in May once April rolls over and you can't use legendaries anymore. Where things like Zacian right now in 1760 plus is ran 31.25%. Where things like Kyogre is run 15%, 14.91 in high meta. That's the meta we live in. Incineroar, Regieleki, Zacian, Thunderous, Landorus, Venusaur, Urshifu, Torkoal, Porygon 2. That is our meta right now.
It
which
is
some people
changing.
Like, some people don't. It is not changing this month.
Probably ever. Until they release a second legendary for us. Imagine like the two legendaries right now. That'd be so nice.
Let me give you a quick reminder of what you're going to be seeing in Series 7. we'll definitely do this again at the end of the month, but Incineroar, Tapu Fini, Glacier, remember Glacier? Rillaboom and Regieleki were among the top five. So not much has changed, but enough has changed that now we see Zacian all over the place.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm still not excited.
I think that's fair.
I'm sorry if I'm being negative, guys. I know some of you guys love Series 7. It's just like, it's like taking a class that you already got an A in. Like, why am I taking this class again? You know?
I'm not saying that Series 7 was bad. I don't think anyone's saying that Series 7 was bad. Some people are saying that Series 7 was bad. I think what both of us here mean is that, like, if you take a math class and you've already gotten an A, this was me realizing that you said that exact thing. why again?
It's a perfect analogy. Like,
it really is. Like, we're good, right? We got it. They introduced bigger Pokemon. They power crapped it, and then they're scaling it right back. No,
it's
don't
like
do that.
Pretty sure I've made this analogy, but you know the upgrade button and the go back.
Yeah, yes, yeah.
That's what they did.
That's exactly what they did. And it's okay. It's fine. Like people will have fun with it. I have a feeling that not a lot of new and creative ideas are going to come out of it. And I don't know how we would do it because that was our entire second month of Series 7 anyway, was coming up with the creative strategies. So now it's just rehashing those or trying to force new ones. And then we get the people in the comments being like, hey, why are you just slapping weakness policy on the worst Pokemon and triggering its own weakness policy? Well, because that worked in Series 8.
Well, what else am I supposed to do? expect a lot more streams.
That's basically it. Yes. Expect us to be streaming a lot more.
It's a lot easier to be uncreative on stream.
Not even uncreative. It's a lot easier to, instead of forcing creativity
losing on purpose,
you get to at least talk with people. Like,
while losing them.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. When we're making the videos, we don't get to talk to anybody. When we're doing the streams, if we start losing, we can at least be like, hey, Shiny Brick, how you doing? Hey, Lupus Rex, tell me about your day. That kind of thing. Watching Lupus Rex saying, we can definitely, Kevin Finger Guns, up dem likes, Mike Finger Guns. Love it.
Hey.
Wait, can we real quick just do a like in-person live Finger Guns? Can you just do your emoji? There you go. Sweet.
We did it.
I think I got a frame of that. Yeah, we're good. Okay. So that is, I guess, that is VGC. I'll do a more in-depth stats thing for next week. But Not much has changed since last month. So
quick rundown.
We're still using Incineroar a lot. People are still using Zacian a lot.
If you guys want a quick rundown of the Players Cup 3 usage stats, it's exactly what you think it is. There's nothing surprising. Incineroar 50%, Zacian 30, Thundurus, Regieleki, Venusaur, Moongus 20s, 30s.
That's what we're gonna see.
Yeah.
That's Players Cup 3. I'll show you to you on screen right now. Look at that. Everyone's using Incineroar, everyone's using Zacian. What is anything that I do remember
Umbreon
once this
cool.
came out that Wolf posts on Twitter. But what about Stunjourner? How many times was a Stunjourner used?
I think once.
Correct.
By him.
By him. Yeah. Interesting to see Colossal falling so far down. I wasn't honestly expecting that. I was thinking that Colossal would have been higher in use this time around, considering it's kind of the Players Cup poster boy.
Yeah, that's fair. At the same time, people are free to use it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if a Pokemon making, 8% of all 256 teams is still pretty impressive.
That's fair.
It's up there with, Galarian Moltres, which is a very popular Pokemon. Even like Calyrex Shadowrider.
Kevin.
I'm surprised Ferrothorn is up there. Like, what? Where did Ferrothorn come from?
Kevin.
What happened? You got a problem with Ferrothorn? Oh, you don't like Ferrothorn.
No. Oh, well, one, I don't like Ferrothorn. No, I hate it. I've always hated Ferrothorn. But in the chat right now, and I just need to say this for everybody who's listening on podcasts. Cloverbells says, why do you think we're going back to Series 7? Lobs it up and Shiny Brick, like a volleyball player, like an expert pro volleyball player, runs up, does a big jump, winds back, and does the spike with maybe because 7, 8, 9. Boom! Psh, explosion, walks away, sunglasses off.
Shiny Brick can't say a single word left on this podcast because it won't get better than that one.
Doesn't
sentence.
Get better than that. Unsubscribe, you're done here.
Onto the next.
Onto the next. Oh, very nice. Very nice. Okay, this is a Kevin episode. Kevin, why is this a Kevin episode?
This is a Kevin episode because we're gonna learn how to qualify for Players Cup.
Woo!
Mike.
Because I haven't yet.
This is your turn. Yeah. I've been carrying the weight too much. This is your turn. I'm going to actually not qualify. You're going to make it in this time.
Oh, no.
Too much pressure. So, in this episode, we're going to look over a bunch of common cores. I know a couple other PokeTubers have done this, but I want to do it too. We're going to look at common cores, what you have to look out for, what your team should be prepared for. And if it's not prepared for these things, then you're not going to do very well. And then later on, we're also going to go over what our Players Cup team is, because we're running with the same team, and how it deals with everything I'm saying right now.
Mm.
So, we did kind of a cores episode. I don't think we ever did a Series 8 cores episode, so I'm kind of hyped to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Starting off, first I want to see if you can guess one. Go guess one, Mike.
Guess a core?
Yeah, we'll start with whatever you guess.
Of course, of course, of course. We're definitely seeing a lot of Torn Ogre.
Oh, there it is.
There's the core.
Kyogre Tornadus. Kyogre. Have you guys ever seen this one before? I'm sure you haven't.
Heard of it?
It's very new, very up and coming.
We've also, we've got the polar opposite of that, Groudon Charizard.
Ooh, that one's still the Japanese meta. It'll definitely come to the West in a couple of weeks for sure.
We'll definitely see it in Players Cup 4 since they're participating.
Okay. April Fool's, guys. Back on target. Kyogre Tornadus, how do you beat it? Why is it good, for starters? It's good because Kyogre does a lot of damage in the rain with Water Spout, and Water Spout does more damage the more health you have. You have more health the faster you are. Tornadus makes you faster.
Right.
There's ways to beat it. Easiest way is a Fake Out Mon. If your team doesn't have a Fake Out Mon, get one. Incineroar is a very nice looking cat. 53% usage in the Players Cup 3 probably means something. If you don't like Incineroar, there's some more off-meta picks that you can choose for Fake Out. Go ahead, run that Hitmontop. I believe in you. But yeah, pretty much you have to fake out the Tornadus. You have to fake out the Tornadus and you have to double target it with your allied mon. Thankfully, there are some Tornaduses that run speed, but most people just close their eyes. Run protect. But most people just close their eyes and just click Tailwind anyway because they turn their brain off when they play this lead. So hope that that's the case. And at the same time, you have to run Pokemon that can deal with Kyogre very well. There's things like Rillaboom, things like Kartana that can just look at a Kyogre and not care too much. And things like Thundurus, all of which carry Assault Vest and all of which can get tanky enough to where the Kyogre won't do damage. And then they can just easily one-shot the Kyogre because Kyogre's physical defense is like 80-something. It's nothing to write home about.
Yeah.
Also, Wide Guard. I'm going to say Wide Guard a lot today because a lot of... Yeah, exactly. Him on top. Got to respect it a little bit sometimes. But that's pretty much it for Kyogre Torn.
I will say as a major caveat to bringing a Hitmontop, wouldn't suggest it against a Torn Ogre, just because if you've ever wanted to force a Tornadus to Dynamax, bring a Hitmontop. See how that goes.
I've been seeing that more often than I want to see it too.
Yeah. It's true. It's we're seeing in the chat, Venacool works against Torn Ogre in theory. Yes. There are a lot of ways to play around that. And I think you're inviting a lot of mind games if you're bringing a Venacool against a specifically Torn Ogre, because then you're going back to team preview where, you know, your opponent probably isn't going to be leading with a Torn Ogre if they see that you've got a Venacool. Probably going to be something like, you know, leading with a Tornadus and something else and then swapping into a Kyogre or something to that effect. But it's a little precarious sometimes.
Mm-hmm. And like when it comes to like there's counterplay, like say the Tornadus runs Rain Dance and you're just kind of okay, you always lose the Weather War.
Yeah.
All it takes is that one move.
I try not to play Weather Wars when I'm going in with teams. Like I tend to stay away from things like Venacool, things like Torn Ogre, because of the fact that everyone else is, and I just don't want to put the mental effort into figuring out what my opponent will obviously do.
I don't want to think when I play chess.
I don't want to think about the chess. It's like setting, like why would I set myself up for that kind of a play? Why would I set myself up for having to think about that?
The outplay potential.
I mean, yeah, exactly. If you can figure out how to outplay the Weather Wars, then you are good. That's one of the reasons why Kevin loves Sableye so much, is because like it doesn't matter what the opponent does if you quash it or if you sunny day it or if you rainy day it with Prankster.
Mm-hmm. I love that thing so much.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I wish that team worked better for me.
What other kinds of cores do we have?
Well, let's stay on the topic of like weather. So you got Sun, Groudon, or Torkoal, plus Sun friends. So like Venusaur, Charizard. It's gross. And it's the most... It's the standard meta right now. I didn't expect Groudon to be this high up this late into the metagame, third month in, and we're seeing a lot of Groudon. Like, we started off with a lot of Kyogre, now we're seeing a lot of Groudon. We're just going right back to Sun just because... The amount of benefit given to these two Pokemon, Charizard and Venusaur, with just Sunny Day being on the field is ridiculous. Venusaur and Charizard can win a game on their own as long as they're in the sun, just because how much damage they do and how much utility they offer.
Right.
The issue with Venusaur and Torkoal is you got so many options. You can start with the Venusaur and lead with anything else, say a Porygon 2, you got a Trick Room Setter. Just with a Venusaur and a Porygon 2, you can look at your opponent's team and you have like four different choices. You can set up Trick Room if they're faster than you. You can swap out into the Torkoal, set up the Sun, Dynamax your Venusaur attack. You can swap out your swap in your Torkoal, set up the Sun, Sleep Powder something.
Mm-hmm.
It's the options are endless. And once you set up Trick Room, you can bring in a Torkoal and then erupt everything. Like, it's that's the problem with Venusaur in general, and like, you know, Groudon, Charizard all do the same thing. They set up the Sun, they go for max wildfire, max airstreams, you get solar power, life orb boosted, you one shot everything. It's not easy, and I feel like the reason why it's so good is because there's not a lot of ways to really deal with it. And while I was writing these notes, I was like, wow, there's not a lot of ways to really deal with this. The only thing that I can think of is actually taking the weather war here. You have to find a way to change the weather as fast as you can. Whether that means faking out and switching in like a Tyranitar Kyogre, or even faking out and Dynamaxing and changing it with a Dynamax move, I think it's definitely worth it to just get that Venusaur out of the weather, get that Charizard out of the sun, because if those Pokemon aren't in the weather, they're nothing. They're totally tolerable. They're not threatening at all. Mm. So that's why I think Sun is so strong right now, is because of how little counterplay there is, and you have to be very specific when it comes to dealing with it. Right. Especially Groudon. Groudon's nasty.
That's true. I might be setting you up for a segue here, but I feel like there are a lot of cores that don't care so much about the weather, or even the trick room, or even the speed. Like I'm thinking specifically of like Lapdog here. The going first doesn't really matter to a Lapras. Going first doesn't really matter to a Zacian sometimes, especially if the Lapras has somehow gone first and set up a G-Max resonance there. Mm-hmm. Anything you can say about Lapdog?
Lapdog is pretty good as long as the Venusaur doesn't opt to sleep powder. Mm-hmm. There are ways around it. You can set up max lightning with the Lapras, because usually they carry thunder. But if the Venusaur's outspeeding and gets that sleep buff, it's kind of nasty.
Yeah. And Lapras has kind of had the same weakness since G-Max Lapras first came out, is just, you can nerf the Lapras. You can like very easily nerf the Lapras down into the ground and not have it be a threat at all, and then mm-hmm. it's just this dead spot on your team, not really doing anything. It's sitting out on the field. You're basically playing with one Pokemon.
Yeah, once those three turns are up, you're kind of done. You're like, oh, okay, the rain's set up, the electric terrain set up, the resonance is set up. Now I just have a Lapras.
Yeah,
that misses hydro pumps and can't hit a freeze dry freeze. Sun is hard. That's a really difficult one. Maybe people in the chat have better suggestions for me, but the most thing that I can do is just find a fast rock move. Maybe Nihilego has a spot in the meta right now. I know it's kind of fallen off, but you're able to outspeed a Charizard. You're able to one-shot it with a Power Gem, so that might be all you need. Things like Venusaur. I have a counter to Venusaur, and I think you know this, Mike, on our team. It's kind of a sneaky little thing. It's a certain item called safety goggles on a certain Pokemon you wouldn't expect it to be that has a flying move for a Venusaur.
Right. So safety goggles is a sleeper pick, I think. I feel like that kind of comes out somewhere every now and then, and it is like a complete game changer.
Oh, heck. Safety goggles Ensign is great for Sun teams, because you're able to... against them, because you're able to lower the Groudon's attack with the Intimidate. You're able to stop the Venusaur sleep powder with the safety goggles, and I'm pretty sure you can Oko Venusaur in the sun with a Flare Blitz. It's still an Incineroar. Torkoal doesn't do damage to you. Charizard will hurt for sure, but you're gonna have to find your other way. Yeah. You're gonna have to find a way around a max airstream, but I have faith in you.
You can figure it out, it's fine. Welcome to Poke Sports. We're going to give you advice. You can figure it out.
Revhead says, doesn't airlock stop weather? I just wish it was on better Pokemon, but yes, it does. That's the thing. Like, when you got one restricted Mon, if they allowed me two, I'd be like, okay, I could sacrifice a spot for Rayquaza. But when I only got one, do you want to sacrifice a spot of your restricted for a Rayquaza? Like, you could put a Zacian there. You know that, right? Like...
You want to put a dragon there? You want to put a dragon flying? I would say the Dragonite's probably even a better choice than Rayquaza.
Did you know Rayquaza only has base 95 speed? My brain thought it was faster. I don't know why. My brain is like, oh, that's base 120 easily.
But I mean, it has the power to stop the air. One would think that it's pretty quick.
Guess not. No. Instead, it has equal special attack with its attack. Fantastic.
You know what? I would say that Rayquaza would be like a little bit of a higher tiered Pokemon if it also stopped Tailwind.
That'd be interesting, yeah.
Like, come on.
Stop Trick Room.
What constitutes an airlock?
Why is there nothing that stops Trick
Room? There's nothing that breaks Trick Room.
It's like a brick break for Trick Room.
Nothing
room
useful that stops Trick Room.
A room cleaner. They got screen cleaner. Room
How'd
cleaner.
That work out, Mr. Rhyme? cleaner.
It would probably be a lot better.
They make a Cantonian Mr. Rhyme and it's the room cleaner. Mr. Mime was done just incredibly
a butler,
dirty.
Butler.
They went from being a mime to being a janitor. Like, oh man, did it not work out for Mr. Mime?
No, all these street professions get to get a real job.
All right, okay. With that, you know what, let's take a little break. When we come back, we've got a couple more cores that we'll go through pretty quickly, but then we've also got our new segment, all that and that, when we come back from the break in a sec. And we're back. Colossal's a meme.
Colossal is really good. And we're going to talk about that later, because that's going to be on our team.
Oh, no.
Before we get the comments, Kevin, how could you pick Colossal for your qualifiers? I'll have you know, I've played in 4 different Players' Cup and have not run Colossal once. I think this is finally my opportunity and my excuse to use one. I think that it's definitely one of the most consistent Pokemon in Sword and Shield, or maybe of all time. It's up there with Vinucol with how consistent it is. You can kind of just use it in whatever meta that exists and it will function. Whether it's good or not, it's probably always good, because the second you get something plus 6 speed, it's really hard to beat. I think Colossal is going to be the way that we go. And ways to beat it, you're going to need a lot of speed control, because a lot of times they're paired with Pokemon that can't get fake outed. You're also going to want to do one of two things. Either you find a way to KO their enabler, whether it be the Dragonite, Dragapult, or the Urshifu. You have to find a way to KO them, which isn't typically easy, or you got to find a way to KO the Colossal somehow, some way. There are a couple of Pokemon that can outspeed it after Tailwind. My favorite way of dealing with it is like with a Max Quake from a Spectrier or from a Calyrex Shadow Rider. Definitely. And you just set up Tailwind and then just Quake it, get rid of it. There are also some Pokemon that just don't care about Colossal. You have your Groudons again, which is very popular. Groudon doesn't care about Colossal, can take a billion, you know, max Vocalits, it doesn't matter. So there's definitely ways around Colossal, but I think consistency is key, and that's kind of why I want to go for it. Also, my favorite way of dealing with it, just switch your rune eject button onto it and let the ally take it out.
Oh.
that one's real funny.
I see. Yes, fair. You could do that, I guess.
That's all you gotta do. It's not scary if it doesn't get hit first.
What, you're not bringing an eject button, everybody else?
Come on, guys.
You're not bringing switcheroo, literally everyone?
It's the way to play, man.
If you're not bringing switcheroo eject button on one of your Pokemon, are you really playing? Always lead with Whimsicott. A-L-W-W. That's the acronym.
W-W.
Always lead with Whimsicott.
Oh, I thought you were trying to spell always. I'm like, that's not how you spell always. A-L-W-W. I'm like, what?
All right. So, Kevin, are we... It seems like we're just kind of revealing our Players' Cup for qualifiers team. Because it doesn't matter.
I'm going to keep items... I guess it doesn't matter. We're going to be playing with this tomorrow anyway. But for the sake of tonight, I'm going to be keeping items and moves and everything out of the way. I'm just going to explain the Pokemon and what we're going to be doing. Real quick, I just want to go over really a few other cores that you guys should keep an eye out for. Solgaleo weakness policy with a bulldozer is going to be very threatening. I'm seeing a lot of this on ladder, and I think it's honestly very hard to deal with, which is why I'm running Colossal, just so I have something to hit it with. Best way to deal with this Pokemon is that instead of attacking the Solgaleo, because I promise you're never going to Oko a Dynamax Solgaleo, focus on the enabler. Focus on the Pokemon that's bulldozing. Double target into the enabler, and then if the Solgaleo never gets the weakness policy up, just keep smacking it with neutral moves until it chips all the way down, because it has no way of recovery. So if you could just keep chipping at it, that's all you have to do. You don't have to hit it with a super effective move. In fact, I would avoid it always, because it's always weakness policy. Thunderization, very strong core. Don't lead with an Intimidator. It's not good, because they want you to do that, because Zacian doesn't care if it's negative one, if it's plus one goes away, then Thunderous gets that plus one because of it. Just run rock moves, rock Pokemon, wink, wink. I'm running Colossal for this reason as well. Fake out and double target. The good thing is that you could always abuse Zacian, because Zacian's never going to be the Dynamax. You could always target it with a fake out. You don't have to, you know, play that guessing game. Both Calyrexes are going to be very good. Expect both of them. Run some ghost Pokemon, ghost moves. Calyrex Ice plus Mimikyu is up and coming. It's very threatening. Even running that with a secondary setter, or even running the Trick Room on the Calyrex, can play some serious mind games there. My best advice for that is to just double target the Mimikyu. Don't taunt Mimikyu. It won't make a difference. It has Mental Herb. Always.
Don't let it set up Trick Room.
But this is the problem with this lead, is that the opponent can just not, and they just set up Trick Room with their Calyrex instead, and you're just like, okay.
Calyrex can set up Trick Room?
Oh, you bet it can.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I didn't actually know that. That's gross and disgusting.
And that's some of the cores we got.
Yuck.
You guys want to know the rest of our team?
Tell us the rest of the team.
Our team includes Colossal. Like, for reasons I said before, it's safe, it's reliable, it's stupid. So that's why we kind of want to run it. And because the goal here is to get Mike into the qualifiers. I know Mike can use Colossal.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think we're pretty confident that anything can use a Colossal.
Yeah, that's fair. That's true. Smash cut to 7 days from now, and I'm like, I lost every match.
Smash cut where Mike accidentally goes for Surging Strikes instead of Aqua Jet, and Oko's his Oh no!
All right, yeah, I got my steam engine. Oh no! I've made a terrible mistake.
Speaking of which. Urshifu Rapid Strike is the second one.
Yes.
Did you see those Players Cup trophies that the champions are getting? Those They're look so cool. Nice. Now I want to win.
Yeah.
Probably will never win.
Oh.
Try my best.
We can order one for you. Don't worry.
Yeah. Do you think they're selling them?
I would love to just put that right here in the background, by the way. I would get rid of all of these Pokeballs. Just put the Players Cup trophy there.
Do we get a Players Cup participation trophy?
Would love that.
I'll pay for it.
Give me a ribbon. It's fine. Just give me a ribbon.
All right. We got Colossal. We got Urshifu Rapid Strike, which is the Colossal enabler.
Mm-hmm.
I think the only Colossal enabler that we have. Hopefully I don't get punished for that. We also have the Thunderous Incarnate, because the majority of this team is heavily physical. So this is our Intimidate counter, and also our Taunter that I was talking about before. Thunderous Incarnate doesn't usually carry Taunt, because he usually carries a salt vest. So I'll let you guess what item we're holding instead. we have the Zamazenta here as the Thunderous Enabler, the Colossal Defender, and the Spread Moves Begoner. Like I said before, a lot of the current Pokemon in the current meta have a lot of spread moves. You have things like Groudon with Precipice Blades, Charizard with Heat Wave, Kyogre with Water Spout, Calyrex Astro Barrage, Calyrex Ice, Glacial Lance, etc., etc. So we have that wide guard user in the Zamazenta. I know most people like to go Colossal and Zacian, but I just didn't think I needed another physical Pokemon on this team. So I was like, hey, Zamazenta makes more sense. Zamazenta also has coaching to enable the Thunderous, to just take over a game quite easily and become very tanky and actually survive rock moves. That's actually a very good counter. Because, like, for a long time, Landorus, Therion would just Dynamax, go for the max rock fall onto Thundurus and knock out the Thundurus. Now you can't do that anymore because Zamazenta could just coach the Thundurus and the Thundurus can live and then smack it back with the plus one Airstream.
Right.
So, or it would be plus two at that point because you would get intimidated boosted. So also,
the thing that I just learned about Thundurus specifically, the Thundurus and Zamazenta combination. Zamazenta's base stats, super dumb.
Oh yeah.
Super dumb. 92 base HP. It's got 128 base speed. This thing outspeeds Thundurus. So you're actually able to get the coaching off. Because that was my first question. I was like, wait a second. Am I actually able to coach a Thundurus and have the Thundurus attack on that same turn? Yes.
That's the thing. So little people give Zamazenta attention, but this Pokemon is pretty dumb. You still get the plus two, I mean the times two damage with your Behemoth Bash. So you still do double damage to Dynamax, and you still have a whopping base 130 attack, which is more attack than most Pokemon.
Hmm. Okay.
So
all right, well, I'm on board. I'm on board with
Mike
that
wasn't
one.
Sold. Yeah, Mike wasn't sold on Zamazenta, but I think I've just convinced him.
Until 145 literally just defenses. Now, I'm like, yeah, you know what? This thing deserves a little bit of time.
Just a little people use it. And it kind of looks like Magnemolo, which is why I want to use it too. Anyway, we have the Rillaboom with Fake Out and our priority. Like I said, every team needs a Fake Out user. And our team needed an Assault Vest user, so we have the Rillaboom here. And then last but not least, we have the Indeedee for the Psychic Terrain, for the Helping Hand, for the Redirection. It just is a great support Pokemon. And in case your Pokemon need that little extra oomph, you got that with Helping Hand.
Right.
And that's the team. We'll see how it works.
Now, you did say during your Zamazenta explanation that the team had enough physical Pokemon. Is Zamazenta is not special, is it?
No, yeah. Zamazenta is physical.
Okay, good. It was like, but Zamazenta's special attack is nothing. What are we doing?
I don't know. We're almost all physical.
Okay.
Except for one. That and I guess I will say this. Colossal. Indeedee. Yeah. Oh, and Colossal. No, Colossal. Yeah, it was supposed to be physical Colossal. Special's better. So I went back to special.
What makes special Colossal better?
Just not getting intimidated. It does at like, yeah, this team screams, hey, bring in intimidate, you know,
except for Thundurus.
Yeah, Thundurus is the only one where we're just like, yeah, don't bring in intimidate. The problem is, like, if they do anyway and you lead with Colossal, you're just still not doing great. And I think I encountered a situation today as well where I was against a Ferrothorn, which is actually very common right now. It set up a plus two Iron Head and I couldn't OCO it with the fire move, and I was really sad about it. I was like, no, I'm going back to special.
Oh.
I'm like, what? I can't OCO a Ferrothorn with a fire move. What's happening? What world am I in?
I mean, I do like Colossal special variant because you get the max overgrowth with it.
Mm-hmm.
Solar Beam is the only grass move that a Colossal can use, and that is a huge plus. When Solar Beam is your max move, you're already doing like, I want to say 140, 150 or something, special damage with that. That's real good. Yeah. Set up the sun. You can actually just use a Solar Beam. Why not?
Also true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's our PC4 qualifiers team. Let us know what you think. Did you learn something today?
Thanks. Well, if you didn't learn something then you're definitely going to learn something now because we are going into our new segment that we previewed last week. We're going to be calling it Preview Review, where we take your team previews and we review them. The name pretty much says what we do. This first one was sent to us by the Revheads. This is a match actually using a Zamazenta. So funny enough, this is pretty tough. No, is it? No, that's a station. Never mind. I'm wrong. Boop.
They're a dog.
or dog, same dog, whatever. Anyway, it's a lap dog. So we've got Zacian and Lapras. We've got Amoongus, Incineroar, Dusclops, and Umbreon. So there's the Umbreon. On the opponent's team, we have Kyurem, Toxtricity, Nermal, which is a Incineroar.
Yeah, they all know what Nermal is, Mike. Don't
exactly. Zapdos, Electivire, and Umbreon as well. It's an Umbreon mirror match. So,
okay,
looking at these two teams, what would you have led with and why?
I gotta say, Revheads is getting creative here with his Pokemon, but I'm all down for that.
Mm-hmm. I like the Umbreon Dusclops combination. That team is tanky.
Yeah.
Wow, this team actually just doesn't take damage. You send out a Lapras, you set up the G-Max Resonance, and then you have a Amoongus with Regenerator, Dusclops with Pain Split, Umbreon with Moonlight.
Yeah, so I'm trying to look at what Revheads can even do against the Lapdog. I think regardless, he's definitely going to want to Incin. I don't know if that's the lead or not, but I think Incin's going to do very well against the Zacian and against the Amoongus. Their opponent probably won't set up Trick Room. I don't think it really benefits them at all because of how tanky their team is. They don't really have a Trick Room Mon except for Lapras, so it does seem really out of place for the Dusclops. I don't think you have to prepare for Dusclops at all.
Right.
I think for sure.
Are very creative. I'm now realizing that I was totally talking about the opponent's team like it was the Revheads' team, but either way, hey, that's fine.
I think for sure the Lapras comes on the opponent's side.
Yeah.
So how about we do something spicy? I'm going to say Zapdos lead with Thunderous Kick plus Electivire Dynamax with the Wild Charge afterwards to Oko the Lapras turn one.
Sorry, who are you Dynamaxing here?
I'm Dynamaxing Electivire. We're going so big turn one. There. Yeah, Max Lightning plus Zapdos Thunderous Kick into Lapras. Knock out the Lapras.
Well, and what I like about the Max Lightning, too, is the Amoongus isn't putting anybody to sleep.
Oh, that's a good point. Hey. Accidental thing.
Fun stuff.
Kyurem, too, should definitely come in the back. And then, like I said, Incin should also come in the back. I think Incin is necessary to win the matchup when it comes to the late game Zacian.
Right, right. Okay, interesting. Yeah, no, I would definitely agree that Kyurem always joins in here. Zapdos Electivire sounds like a pretty decent lead. I would say that Electivire Dynamax I am completely sold on, even though there are, you know, quite a few things that kind of wall the Electivire. You want to make sure that you have that Max Lightning up. You don't want any of these Pokemon getting spored. I don't feel like Umbreon should join this game because I feel like Umbreon is great against a lot of power. However, there's a lot of defense on this team, and the only powerful Pokemon would be Zacian, which completely destroys Umbreon with a play rough.
Chlorabels is asking, if they lead Amoongus and click Rage Powder, then what? If they lead Amoongus, you have the Zapdos to take care of the Amoongus. That's why that lead is best case scenario for both. You just Dynamax the Zapdos instead, Airstream, followed by insert filler move here with Electivire. Knock out the Amoongus first.
The fear is leading with the Lapdog. How does the Zapdos Electivire lead work against specifically Zacian and Lapras?
You'd probably be forced to swap out your Zapdos into the Incin, get the negative one on the Zacian. I would still keep the Electivire in. I would still even consider Dynamaxing it, except instead of targeting Lapras, I'd go for the Zacian first, just to get damage on it before the Resonance gets set up. And then next turn with the Incin on the field, you get the Fake Out potential to stop the Zacian again for one more turn. And then you could either choose whether you want to finish it off or attack the Lapras now that you have the Electric Terrain on the field.
Obviously, not knowing everything about the Selectivire, I would assume, based on the expert belt, that we're going for multiple different attacking moves, multiple different stabs. From a quick lookup, looks like a special Electivire. No, Electivire gets a fire move, both in physical and special, which I assume that it has, in which case I would probably want to use that on the Zacian when mm-hmm. Dynamaxed, get that sun up. It'll help against the Lapras. It'll also help just KO that Zacian. You want it down. So that's our take on this team here. I think that's it, again, really creative team. Toxtricity, Curum, Electivire, Umbreon, really, really cool. Zapdos, Electivire, Incineroar, and Curum.
Also, we're learning that the opponent brought Lapras Incin as the lead. So, okay, that's perfect. Then your Zapdos starts off the game with a +1. Easy peasy.
Yeah, a lot of people forget that Zapdos has Defiant.
Yeah, scary, spooky.
If I were the opponent there, I wouldn't have brought Incineroar at all against this team.
Yeah, I don't know why they did, but hey.
All right, let's take a look at team number two. This one is sent to us from Cloverbells, actually. Cloverbells, as most people know, is a person who I use many of their teams. In this specific instance, Cloverbells is bringing in Entei, Clefairy, Regieleki, Rayquaza, Metagross, and Landorus against a Tornogre. So Tornadus, Kyogre, Tornadus, Kyogre, Amoongus, Incineroar, Kartana, and Regieleki. Basically Tornogre.mp4. Tornogre.png. Tornogre.jpeg.mov.
.mp4.mp3.wav. Yeah, Rayquaza comes.
Really?
Heck, I would even do Rayquaza Lecky lead.
We're airlocking.
Yeah. We're just stopping that whole rain thing. Also, Rayquaza Dynamax in the situation is pretty good. Not a lot of Pokemon on Jimothy's side of the field have.
It's Jimothy. By the way, I should say I do have the answer to this one.
Okay,
I do know what was actually brought, but go ahead.
All right.
It's also important to note, too, by the way, that Rayquaza, with its 95 base speed, is as slow as it is, does outspeed a Kyogre. How does that work with abilities? Does Airlock trigger first? Does Airlock trigger first?
Before what?
Before Drizzle?
No, Drizzle will go up, and then Airlock would stop it. Doesn't even matter.
Really?
Airlock always out-prioritizes Drizzle.
Or under-prioritizes, I guess.
Over
because
under.
Rayquaza is faster.
It doesn't. There's no speed at all. So if Airlock is on the field, weather just stops.
Oh, okay. So it's not like effects of weather disappeared once this thing came up.
No, that would be Cloud 9. Yeah, that's the difference. That's why Airlock is technically better. Mm. It's a weird mechanic, but just know if Rayquaza is on the field, nothing's working. So yeah, I think I would still stick with Regieleki Ray. Maybe Metagross Entei in the back. The Entei needs to come so you can take care of the Kartana. The Metagross is actually a pretty good pick here just because of how little Pokemon that he has on his team to deal with it. Like, Metagross doesn't care about anything beyond the Incineroar, and even then, Incineroar can only hit it with a super effective move, thus giving you your weakness policy.
Okay.
Yeah, the game becomes how quick can you shut down the Kyogre? I think with Rayquaza and Regieleki double targeting it, maybe even getting some speed control with the Electroweb plus Rayquaza Dynamaxing and shooting some max Wyrmwinds can really just send the game in a different direction. Rayquaza also gets max Airstream to give it a better speed. And actually, that's a great way to stop the Tailwind turn one is by matching it with a Regieleki Electroweb plus Rayquaza Dynamax Airstream. You match the Tailwind right there.
All right.
And I don't see any fake out here. So yeah, you wouldn't be able to fake out the Torn with Clover's team.
And so what was, in summation there, what are the four that you're bringing?
Rayquaza, Regieleki, Metagross, Entei.
Okay. So I'll tell you what was actually brought. It was exactly what you said. Rayquaza, Regieleki, Metagross, Entei. The opponent, what do you think the opponent led with here?
I think the opponent saw the Rayquaza, and I hope they realized maybe I shouldn't bring my Kyogre. So they probably led with The thing is, like, what else does he lead with? Like, nothing can stop you otherwise.
Right.
Unless they led with Kyogre and went for a Hail Mary with the Hailstorm and just hope for the best.
Okay.
Okay, what if they led... I think they led Tornogre. They led Tornogre, brought Incin, brought Amoongus.
Okay. So the opponent did not lead with the Kyogre, but did bring it. So seeing this Rayquaza, Jimothy says, okay, no, I'm not going to bring Kyogre in the front here. I'm gonna hold off on that until I can KO this Rayquaza. Tries to do that with Tornadus and Amoongus. Bad idea. And in the back,
it's not enough
brings,
damage. Yeah.
What's that?
It's not enough damage. You never need to support mons. That's the thing.
And in the back brings Regieleki and Kyogre. I mean, it's just not the right play. It's a very hard team to play against, actually. Like, Tornogre, this Rayquaza team seems to actually do a pretty good job at walling it, almost.
It's almost like he made it to go against Weathers.
Tornogre. Yeah.
It's almost like he brought Rayquaza to beat Kyogre. Weird.
Yeah, for real. And Cloverbells did end up winning this team. Right. So
I hope so. Yeah, I think.
Good job.
I think he brought the same four. Cool. So,
mm-hmm.
So in theory, I also beat this team. GG, Jimbo.
Is that Jimothy's yeah. Shortened name, his nickname?
Jimbo. Right. You ever watch Jimmy Neutron?
If you would like to submit a team preview for our team review, go ahead and send that to either PokeSportsPodcast@gmail.com or pass it to me on Discord. I already have a few more. Thank you, Lupus Rex. I see it. I have a couple from other people as well. So we will be going over them. If you don't see yours, just wait a week or two. You may indeed see yours. But yeah, do send that over to us. And if you want to, you can even put if you want or not. Or what you led with. That was actually pretty cool to see. Anyway, that is going to be the podcast for today. Ran a little long with this one, but I'm glad we did because we got a lot of good stuff. And today is a pretty good time. This week is big streaming week as we prepare for Players Cup 4. So do make sure that you are tuned in to youtube.com/pokesports. For all of that. Kevin, do you have anything to plug this week?
Join our Discord, guys. Mm-hmm. It's a great time. And I don't think we talk about it sometimes on the podcast, but you can find the link to the Discord in every single YouTube video. So if you found the YouTube, you found the Discord. Join it. Be a part of the conversation. We have almost 1,000 strong, if not 1,000 strong in that Discord. So be a part of the 1,000. It's a great community.
Yeah.
And it's a good time.
It's a good time. You can follow us on Instagram at Pokesports Podcast or on Twitter at Pokesports Pod. You can follow us on Patreon at patreon.com/Pokesports Podcast, where we have the final Series 8 league going on for this year. We say final. I actually still am not super sure what I'm going to be doing next month for the league, if we're just going to be going back to Series 9, which is back to Series 7, or if we're going to do another Series 8. I don't know. I would prefer that, but I don't think a lot of people would, so we might actually go to Series 9. Pokemon Snap League!
Best picture wins.
Yo.
Voted by us. It's a bonus league.
The picture contest. I'm into it. Okay, cool. We'll flesh that out in the page. But anyway, I want to give a big patron shout out to Elijah Colton, Sheldon, Travis, Servo, Mark, Carlo, Corey, Dreamweaver, Jack S, Roex, and Scotty D, Bark Dog, Woof Woof, Alex, Joseph, Kevin K, King Boo, Martine, Ahmed, Rowan, Crispy, George, Greg, Lewis, Braden, Make It Totter, Pink Hat Boy, Ryan, Soen, Mod Pierre, and of course Mod Tofu. Big thanks to M Dash for every single second of every single piece of music you hear on this podcast. Kevin, how did you get water?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Kevin had a whole moment where he was like, I don't have water.
I really don't want to believe I've had it in between my legs the whole time. But I might have. This might have just been here.
Oh my gosh.
I like the idea that it manifested on its own right when I needed it most. Just like the Sword of Gryffindor. I needed water and here it is.
That's the end of the podcast. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.